Governor Kevin Stitt announces pre-K through 12th grade teachers and support staff are now in phase two of the state's COVID vaccination plan. They were previously in phase three of four. The move is aimed at a specific goal.
Parents and students, I hear you. I'm fighting for you. Let me be very clear. I want every Oklahoma school child to have an in-person option in January. Period.
There are roughly 82,000 teachers and support staff, and no group already in phase two is being bumped. Officials believe vaccine supplies will increase enough to start vaccinating all phase two groups next month. State Secretary of Education Ryan Walters says he and fellow teachers he's spoken to want to get back to their classrooms.
Many of our students are falling behind academically. We must do everything we can for every Oklahoma student to ensure that they have the best education possible while minimizing the risks as best as we can.
State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister says the move shows teachers are valued.
We need our teachers to be as safe as possible, and we know this is an important step in providing a layer of protection sooner than later, knowing we want to have our children back in school if possible.
Phase two of the state's COVID vaccine plan also includes seniors, adults with chronic health conditions, and staff and residents of settings like prisons and shelters. Stitt also encouraged Oklahomans to keep doing their part to get kids back in school, which is wearing masks and taking other steps to slow the spread of COVID-19, though he raised the possibility of additional action if districts don't meet his stated goal.
The state board potentially could pass some kind of rule that I think could supersede some of the different school districts and some of their decisions. That's things that the legal department can look at. But we have got to get our kids back in school. It's been since March. COVID's still going to be here in January. It's still going to be here in February. We can do it safely.
Hoffmeister says there would have to be conditions in place before she would even entertain that idea.
Right now, districts are making those decisions at their local board level. And I don't know any school leader that isn't eager to be able to safely be back in class with a full staff and with all the resources our students need, and they're all working hard to do that.
Some districts Stitt has recently singled out offered in-person learning, but reverted to distance learning as infection rates spiked locally. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.